In our relationship with God, there is only yes or no. There is no maybe, either or, but straight for or against, with the Lord or with Satan. We heard in today's psalm the prayer of the psalmists. One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. So this is a prayer that one's life must be centered on Christ, follow His will and commandments. While in the gospel, we heard the words of Jesus, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." So why does the Lord says we must hate our families and even ourselves? In biblical times, the expression to hate often meant to prefer less. Jesus used strong language to make clear that nothing should take precedence or first place over God. God, our Heavenly Father, created us in His image and likeness to be His beloved sons and daughters. He has put us first in His love and concern for our well-being and happiness. So our love for Him is a response to His exceeding love and kindness towards us. True love is costly because it holds nothing back from the beloved. It is ready to give all and sacrifice all for the beloved. God the Father gave us His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who freely offered up His life for us on the cross as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. His sacrificial death brought us pardon and healing, new life in the Spirit, and peace with God. So Jesus willingly embraced the cross, not only out of obedience to His Father's will, but out of a merciful love for each one of us, in order to set us free from slavery to sin, Satan, and everything that would keep us from His love, truth, and goodness. Jesus knew that the cross was the Father's way for Him to achieve victory over sin and death, and glory for our sake as well. So He counted the cost and said yes to His Father's will. So if we want to share in His glory and victory, then we too must count the cost and say yes to His call to take up our cross, and follow Him as our Lord and Savior. Is this easy and simple? Of course not. But we need to say yes, and everything will be in place. Because we are not acting alone, He is with us along the way, and will be with us through thick and thin. We just need to say yes daily, and God will take care of the rest. St. George Borromeo lived his life his live his yes to the Lord every day of his life. Even at the age of 12, the young Count Charles Borromeo dedicated himself to a life of service to the church. His uncle gave to him the family income from the Benedictine Abbey of Saints Gratinian and Felinus. Even as youth, his integrity was obvious. He was explicit in telling his father that he could only keep the money required for his education and to prepare him for the service to the church. All other funds belong to the poor of the church and were to be passed along to them. When he became Archbishop of Milan, his work and reform was his manifestation of his constant yes to the call of Jesus. He didn't stop doing things for his love to the church and his God, despite difficulties, misunderstanding, and challenges at the time. So my dear brothers and sisters, do we always say yes to the Lord every day, even amidst difficulties, pandemic, and challenges? So let us ask the intercession of St. Charles Borromeo that we may always say yes to God amidst problems and complexities, and be strong to face it with God's help and strength.